Hello, dear ones. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. What you're about to hear is a deeper dive teaching moment that spontaneously arose as I sat down to record an energy reset. This is a reset, very on point and in purpose, for sure. Just a deeper dive as we explore our inner authority and our pure presence. Enjoy the journey. I trust that what comes through for you today is exactly what you need to hear and will land in your hearts in such a way that will feel inspired and will help you in every way that you feel like you need help right now to come into the full presence of your naturalness, to come into your authority. In fact, this is one of the things that's been really rising up, is this idea of authority, inner authority. What does authority mean? So first, it's the word that came through just now was authority, and then it followed with inner authority. Let's just take a little look at what the difference in those two things is, especially as it pertains to our naturalness and our illuminature, which are the same thing, right? Our illuminature is our enlivened and activated essence of light that we are, birthed through, activated, expressing through the vehicle of our personhood. It's a merged experience, presence and person. And I have a feeling that's going to come into our conversation today as well. So let's go back and catch that concept, the wisdom around authority and inner authority. So if you're in the world right now, and all of you who are listening are, to whatever degree you're choosing to be in the world, we are having some very heavy and obvious influences of authority. But what kind of authority is that? The authority that system deems real, the authority that someone gives someone in a way of giving power to something. And we're reminded right here and right now that our inner authority is the true power. Our inner authority is where we need to be focusing our attention. So what does that mean, inner authority? Who gives us that? That's a good question, because authority that we see outside of ourselves is most often given. It's not something that's naturally entirely. It's something that is either voted on or that someone just says, I have this authority, and then they claim that authority and that power is somehow recognized. Inner authority is something entirely different, and it cannot be given to you. It is something that is yours inherently. Your inner authority is your birthright. And how do you know if you're operating from your inner authority? How do you even know what that means? How do you even know what it means? Am I operating? We can ask ourselves that. Am I operating from my inner authority? I can promise you that if we allow ourselves to close our eyes, to take a couple deep breaths, to ask ourselves that question, we'll immediately find ourselves, consciously or not, we'll find ourselves centering in a place within ourselves that informs from our inner authority. Just by invoking that question, just by asking that energy, am I operating from my inner authority? Do I know my inner authority? Will I allow my inner authority to rise up, to speak clearly, to express itself through me? Am I connected with my inner authority? I encourage you, as you're listening to this message, even back it up and allow yourself to experience those invoking and inquiring questions over and over a few times. Use this video. Be able to go back and allow yourself that experience so that you can listen and feel and tap into that space inside you that is your inner authority, that place of true informing. And true informing according to what? According to each of us uniquely and individually, not deemed by anyone externally or anything externally. We know our own power. We know our own truth. And when we begin to give ourselves to that power, to that truth that is within us, we grow in our personal sovereignty. We grow in our self-authority. We grow in our self-power. And interestingly, society, especially here in this culture, isn't necessarily set up to empower one's inner authority. In fact, we could say there are all sorts of small and some very overt and big ways that that's actually diminished and oppressed in very subtle and outward ways. And when we're in our inner authority, we're very aware that those things are happening. And we know that while that feeling of oppression is being put toward us, we know that it is of our conscious choosing how we receive that energy. And when we're in our authentic authority, yes, our authentic authority, our inner authority, we can say, this does not compute, this does not land. You cannot touch me with that energy. My inner authority knows who I am. I know who I am. I know my truth. I know what is good for me in this moment. I know what is healthy for me in this moment. I know what is right for me in this moment. We do very well in these times that we're all navigating together to tap into that space of inner authority. And we can't tap that space through the constructs of the mind. We talked about this a little bit last week, I think. The difference between operating fully from the intellect and the mind space and operating more fully on purpose from the high intelligence of the heart and merging the intellect with the intelligence of the heart so that we're operating from a full spectrum landscape. We can't think ourselves into our inner authority. Our inner authority is the essence of who and what we are and is self-informing beyond time and space. This maybe gets a little bit trippy sounding, but I assure you it is the most natural, the most grounded, the most important is the word that's coming in, way for us to be. It is our operating system. Now, in the space of knowing this operating system, knowing our inner authority, knowing our inner guidance system, we begin to look at the world very differently. We begin to feel and sense and perceive and receive information in very different ways. And this is, in a sense, tapping into our intuitive nature more directly. Our inner authority is directly linked with our intuitive nature. We might even say that they're one and the same, because when our essence is fully empowered, when our essence is fully online and engaged, all of these systems that support our multi-sensory awareness are engaged and online. And when we're operating from that place, we begin to look at the world that surrounds us differently. We begin to feel empowered in our observations. We begin to feel empowered in our witnessing, in our perceptions. And empowered is a really good word right here in this conversation. Because again, we can look at the word power in different ways. There's power, there's disempowered, there's empowered. And where are we in the spectrum of our relationship with the word power? When we feel empowered, when we're in our inner authority, we're in presence. There's no need rising from our internal landscape to control a situation. We are pure presence in that place. And from that space of pure presence, which again is the essence of who and what we really are, the infinite nature of who and what we really are, beyond time, beyond space, beyond form. Presence as essence, it cannot be taken from us. It cannot be given to us. It simply is. Our presence is. That's it. Our presence is. Our presence is beyond all, to infinity and beyond. And when we take shape and form, as we do when we become human beings, we reside, presence resides within these human being body temples. And that merged union between presence energy, the essence of who we are, the infinite nature of who and what we are, presence is. And person, who we are as we navigate our lives, who we are as we navigate our day-to-day experiences, the experiences that we have, and we say these experiences shape us, they make us who we are. And we do well to remember that our experiences do shape us, but they are not our identity. We are not defined by our experiences. Yes, they shape us. Yes, they color us. Yes, they are integral to this experience of being human. But we are not simply human. We are human and presence merged. We are presence and person merged in union, having this experience very much on purpose. And I believe that this is what is coming through for us right here, right now, today, in these moments that we're sharing together. Because it can become very easy for us to forget. We may not have ever brought our consciousness to this in this precise way. It can be very easy to get caught up in the spin, the momentum of what societal norms have designed. And we can flow within that momentum, consciously or unconsciously. We can be consciously choosing how we're flowing in that momentum, or we can be unconsciously flowing in it, having subscribed to it, and not even knowing for sure why we're doing it. How often do we stop and question, is the track that I'm on right now my chosen track? Am I aware of how I got here? Do I know the trajectory that is taking me forward? Am I allowing life to happen to me, or am I a co-creative, cooperative component in this vital life that I'm living? We do well to remember the merged nature of who and what we really are, presence and person. Living our sovereign autonomy. Knowing that our uniqueness matters. That we are here to shine the uniqueness of our expression forward into this world. And knowing also that we are feeling so much change in this world. We know that change is coming. We know that change is here. We know that transformation is landing in front of us every single day. And if we aren't aware of the consciousness of our nature, if we aren't aware of our presence and person merged experience in this here and now, that change, that transformation can feel daunting, scary. We can feel like we want to turn around and pull the covers over our heads and just back away from the impending change because it just feels like it's a little bit too much. And it's okay to recognize that. It's okay to honor that. It's a lot right now. Everything is a lot right now. But the invitation that I really want to extend to you as you nurture yourselves and honor that feeling of maybe this is a little bit too muchness. I can't bear everything that's happening in this world right now. It just feels like too much. While we acknowledge those feelings, while we embrace ourselves in that feeling space, while we parent ourselves from the source love inside of us and say, I've got you, I've got you, you are so held, it's okay, pause. Just pause. Just give yourselves a minute. Just give yourselves a pause. Just be right here, right now. There, there. Feel your heart. Can you feel your heart, dear one? Your heart is beating today just as it did yesterday, just as it will continue to do. We are here, we are now. Take comfort in the beating of your heart. Take comfort there. Allow yourself to feel held, to feel nurtured, to feel seen. Allow the feelings, all of them, embrace it in. Allow the fullness of your nature here and now. It's okay. It is all right. It is all good. It is all valid. No more judging. No more trying to control outcomes that aren't ours to control. We're just here, we're just now. And as we're here and as we're now, nurturing ourselves, feeling the rhythm of our own heartbeat pulsing us alive, feeling the breath in our bodies breathing us alive. Right here, right now, we bring ourselves home to the presence. The presence of our infinite nature that is ever informing and ever guiding, ever here for us in every beautiful, important way. Letting us know that we are safe, that we can trust. Letting us know that our inner authority is alive and well. That we are here and now on purpose and we have what we need to see ourselves forward. And most of all, just knowing that in this allotness, in the muchness of everything that is happening right now around us, across this amazing planet, that we are feeling beings, we are connected beings. And what is happening to a brother and sister across the world is happening to us. And we just need to take a moment to sit with that, to recognize that, to embrace that in and take it to presence within us, take it to our inner authority and ask, how am I to play my most inspired role in this transformation? How am I to go on being and doing in this world in a way that serves from the heart of love? Am I making choices that are mine? Are my yeses real yeses? Where am I just flowing along with a momentum that someone else created for me without my conscious inner authority being fully present and online? What changes would I make if I was operating fully from my inner authority? What would I be brave enough to change if I was operating from my inner authority? How can I embolden my inner authority every day more and more? I am willing. We can repeat this. Repeat this, please. I'm willing to know my inner authority. I am willing to know my inner authority. I am willing to sit in the presence of who and what I really am. I am willing to sit in the presence of who and what I really am. I know presence. I know presence. Presence is my power. Presence is my power. Presence cannot be taken from me. Presence cannot be taken from me. My presence is infinite. My presence is infinite. My inner authority is informed by presence. My inner authority is informed by presence. I know who I am. I know who I am. I serve through my heart of love. I serve through my heart of love. I am fully conscious in my choices. I am fully conscious in my choices. Choices are mine to make. Choices are mine to make. I am engaged in my inner authority. I am engaged in my inner authority. Very good. You can bring yourselves back to this section of the video too, repeating these empowering statements, helping you to come home to that centered space of loving presence, the centered space of crystal clarity that exists within your inner authority. This is coming through for us today because this is exactly where we need to begin. It's exactly where we need to be. We all know that change is afoot, and we're making changes in our lives every single day. And those changes, those shifts, the transformation that we are feeling toward, that we are taking part in, that transformation, those changes, those shifts, will be exponentially more empowered and on purpose when we navigate and operate from our space of clear inner authority in the merged union consciousness of presence and person. It doesn't mean that we won't experience challenge. It does mean that we meet challenge in a new and more elevated way. Thank you so much for listening, for receiving these truths, these wisdom teachings, the guidance that flows through, that is all oriented toward our becoming and our self-care. May you receive. May these words that have flowed through this faucet today be received and held and taken to heart in a way that makes you all feel so much more alive, inspired, grounded, and self-assured. We know who we are. And remember to breathe, the inhale and the exhale, consciously, so important. If you enjoyed this video, please show your love and your gratitude by giving us a thumbs up, like, by subscribing to our channel, by leaving a comment down below, by sharing this video so that others can receive these important messages too. All of those things are so important, not because there's a popularity race, but because these messages matter. And all I want is to be the instrument that allows these messages to flow through and trust that they're going exactly where they need to go. You all can help that flow. And my appreciation is flowing to you for taking part in that. Thank you. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. If you want more support like this, more guidance, more help in your self-care, self-love journey, soul growth, evolution, healing, transformation, join us. Become a member at Illuminate Your Circle. This is our online membership space that we've created just so that we could sit together and steep in these experiences together, that we can grow together. Check it out at lovingawareness.org. Illuminate Your Circle. Thank you. Mwah.